From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. On September 20th, the Columbia County Department of Health reported 20 new COVID-19 cases and the 100th death from the disease in the county. Greene County reported 43 new cases September 20th. By contrast, a much larger Albany County announced 45 new cases of coronavirus on September 20th. Greene County now has 125 people with COVID-19, 100 more than in August. Meanwhile, the Daily Freeman reported Ulster County announced 3 more COVID-19 deaths on September 20th with 22 more cases. The Saugerties School District reported 1 student and 1 staff member tested positive for COVID-19 September 20th at Grant D. Morse Elementary School, plus 2 students at Riccardi Elementary School were also positive, and 5 students testing positive at the high school there in northern Ulster County. Brendan J. Lyons is reporting for the Times Union, a group of parents in opposition to the state requirement that children wear masks in school and on buses filed a federal lawsuit September 19th against State Health Commissioner Howard Zucker. They argue the mandate is a violation of their children's First Amendment rights under the U.S. Constitution. The complaint states, and I quote, "The masks have made the children sick, stunted their intellectual and social growth, and most importantly, violated their freedom of speech and association. While the virus may no longer be fatal to our health, it poses an existential danger to our liberty," end quote. The case was filed in U.S. District Court in Albany on behalf of 9 children and 5 of their parents, including Knox resident Jeffrey N. Thomas. Thomas founded the Facebook group Unmask New York Children Now. In early June, former Governor Andrew M. Cuomo declared that masks would no longer be required in school, but last month, Governor Kathy Hochul said that universal mask wearing would be required in school statewide. Thomas said that if the lawsuit goes forward, they will produce expert testimony and reports on the alleged physical and long-term harm that the parties in the case allege are being caused by the state requirements. The plaintiffs in the case liken the mandate to an unauthorized medical experiment being performed on human subjects without their consent and argue that children face little risk of serious health consequences from COVID-19. In addition to Thomas, other plaintiffs include parents of children with autism, autism spectrum disorder, sensory processing disorder, epilepsy, and other learning disabilities. The court is being asked to declare the mask mandate unconstitutional and to ban its enforcement. Read the full story in the Times Union. Sam Rowdens is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Hudson City officials are moving forward to determine the feasibility of turning the former Hudson Area Library building on State Street into the new City Hall. The city has published a draft request for proposals for public comment, and interested vendors will be able to submit proposals for the costs related to a feasibility study, not designs or plans. The plan under consideration is to consolidate city offices into one building. The existing City Hall in the 500 block of Warren Street lacks the space needed to house all city departments, and it is also not compliant with the Americans with Disabilities Act. The historic building at 400 State Street is owned by the Galvin Foundation and, according to a draft proposal, would be donated to the city. It was constructed in 1818 as an almshouse, but it was also used as the Hudson Lunatic Asylum, Hudson Orphan and Relief Association, and Hudson Area Association Library. The structure was placed on the National Register of Historic Places in 2008. Peter Bujano, Commissioner of Public Works, presented the Galvin proposal to the Hudson Common Council on September 13th. The city is looking for someone to assess the existing condition of the building as well as any cost for improvements or corrections and if using the building as City Hall is feasible. Bujano said it will take 30 days to receive responses to the request. He said, and I quote, "We'll get proposals in terms of how much it's going to cost. This is just how much it's going to cost to do the study," end quote. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. The Daily Freeman is reporting Ulster County Executive Pat Ryan has been selected as the new chair of the New York State Association of Counties Climate Resiliency Committee. The bipartisan committee is made up of officials in county positions most directly impacted by changes in the climate. The members come from all regions of the state and work in diverse areas of county and state government, including emergency services, public health, environmental health, solid waste, and elected office. Ryan will replace Tompkins County legislator Martha Robinson, who is retiring. The committee was formed in June 2018 to help counties across the state work together on climate change in order to identify needs and influence state policies, programs, or enabling legislation. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.